The 2019-2020 Golden State Warriors NBA season is upon us. Tune in to KINS 106.3 FM for all the action this season.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
In the Chinese New Year, this is the year of the rat. If you were born in 48, 60, 72, 84, or 96, you're a rat, and this is your year. The rat is the first animal in the Chinese zodiac, and the rat represents prosperity and the beginning of a new day. A lot of people have made predictions about the year 2020, I guess because in the distant past, it sounded like one of those future dates that would never get here. I found an article by Bob Larkin on the Best Life website titled, 23 Hilarious Predictions About the Year 2020. In 1966, Arthur C. Clarke predicted that we would have flying houses by 2020. He's the guy that wrote 2001, A Space Odyssey. He said whole communities may migrate south in the winter or move to new lands wherever they feel the need for a change of scenery. Perhaps he was predicting Winnebagoes. In 1900, John Watkins Jr. was the curator of mechanical technology at the Smithsonian Institute. Ladies' Home Journal asked him for his guesses about the 21st century. The man of science considered some letters extraneous. He predicted that by 2020, there will be no C, X, or Q in our everyday alphabet. They'll be abandoned because unnecessary. He did use a couple C's in that statement. Anyway, instead, Watkins wrote, we'd be spelling mostly by sound and only communicate with condensed words expressing condensed ideas. It sounds like Twitter or texting. New York Times science editor Waldemar Kamfert worked for the paper from the 20s through the 50s. He predicted that all food would come in frozen bricks by the 21st century. He said cooking as an art is only a memory in the mind of old people. In 1950, Associated Press writer Dorothy Rowe predicted that the women of 2020 would all be 6 feet tall, with shoulders like wrestlers and muscles like truck drivers, perfectly Amazonian. This is all due to science providing a balanced ration of vitamins, proteins, and minerals that will produce maximum bodily efficiency. My personal prediction record is not that great. In the 1980s, I wrote a community comment about the absurdity of cell phones, predicting they would not catch on. I didn't think people would want to have personal phone conversations in public, nor would people want the constant distraction of a phone. I also stated that Twitter was a stupid way to communicate. Well, that one was true. Psychic Betsy Lewis predicts that Trump will not be removed from office and that he will win re-election. This is based on adding up the numbers in his birth date, 6/14/1946. What is trending on the internet for 2020? World War III, 3D printing, robots taking our jobs, and of course, ongoing impeachment and the next presidential election. I hope for you 2020 is a positive and prosperous year. Put down that cell phone. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.